الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. أحمده سبحانه وتعالى وأشكره، وهو أهل الحمد والثناء. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Praise be to the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who revealed the book to his servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and did not make any distortion to it. I praise him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted one and the high. I thank him, 'tis he who deserves the praise and gratitude. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the one who has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant of Allah and his messenger, who is chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, let your blessings and your peace be upon your servant and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companion. Today's khutbah is continuation of the series of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today's attribute is Al-Aziz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. He has unparalleled power. Al-Qawiyyu Al-Aziz. And capability to do anything that he would desire. Al-Aziz Al-Muqtadir. But the Almighty is also all-knowing. Al-Aziz Al-Alim. And all-wise. Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. He uses his might most judicially, without any unsoundness. His might is all noble, Al-Aziz Al-Kareem, and all commendable, Al-Aziz Al-Hamid. With his might, Rabbul Izzat bestows protection, Al-Aziz Al-Ghafoor, and Al-Aziz Al-Ghaffar. Beneficent, Al-Aziz Al-Rahim, and gifts, Al-Aziz Al-Wahhab. Upon those all are worthy of this and returned a justly deserved retribution to those who deserve that, Aziz Al-Intiqam. The name Al-Aziz appears 72 times in the Quran Al-Kareem, usually in conjunction with other names of Allah, as I mentioned. The same pattern of linking the name of Al-Aziz with other names can be found in numerous hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of strength, who faces no incapacity. Nothing can overpower him or harm him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, means none of you has the power to bring me any harm or benefit. Sahih Muslim. The name Al-Aziz, the Mighty, is most often coupled with the name Al-Hakim, the Wise. This teaches us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might is not like the might of mortal beings who abuse their power, misallocate the resources they control, and oppress those who are subject to them. We also find the name Al-Aziz linked with Al-Rahim, the merciful, which teaches us that in spite of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has such power over us, He withholds His wrath, grants us respite so we can make amends, and does not hasten to punish. The name Al-Aziz often comes linked with Al-Alim, the all-knowing, to convey the idea of the precision and details in his works and his proficiency. He also comes linked with the name Al-Hamid, the praiseworthy, conveying to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of praise in the laws He prescribes for us, and He decrees, He ordains for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might transcends and surpasses all might and power. None can aspire to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means all might belongs to Allah. Surah Yunus, verse 65. Rather, all might and power that created beings possess is bestowed on them by Him. He gives the might in this world to whom He pleases. They say, if we return to the city, the mighty will surely drive out the weaker therefrom. Nay, to Allah belongs all might, and to His messenger, and to the believers. That's Surah Al-Munafiqeen, verse 8. Whoever aspires to be mighty, whether it be through wealth, lineage, prestige, health, worldly success, or through the attainment of the hereafter, they should seek it from the true possessor of might, the invincible, one who is the source of strength and support for all who rely on Him. Whoever seeks out Allah to be their refuge and appeals to Him to fulfill their needs and give them strength, they will find Him to be the Mighty One who grants their requests, safeguards their dignity, and preserves their status. There is no indignity in the begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas begging from others is a shameful act, whether the beggar receives anything or not. Whoever takes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as their source of strength will enjoy strength and might for themselves, though their bodies may be weak, their connections without influence, and their possessions few. The best way to attain might that is free from all ignominy is to be humble and forgiving to other people, willing to pardon their abuses and infringements upon your rights. Abu Huraira relates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, giving in charity never reduced a person's wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mighty those who pardon others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises in status those who show humility. Being attentive to the Quran by reading it, understanding it, pondering its message, and living according to its dictates, a person can aspire to might and honor. Indeed, the Quran is described as Al-Aziz. Indeed, it is a mighty book. That's in Surah Fussilat, verse 41. This name is derived from Izzah, power, strength, dominance, and refers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to take revenge on the wrongdoers and they cannot reply him. It also refers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could not be forced to do something. We learn from this name that we should trust in Allah. Be certain that He is able to answer our supplications. Seek strength from Him, only as He says, whosoever desires honor, power, and glory, then to Allah belongs all honor, power, and glory. And forgive all people while we are able to take revenge on them, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did with those who hurt him and tortured his companions, even they tried to kill him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Aziz means the conqueror who cannot be defeated. It is a name which contains many adjectives and characteristics, strength, ability, and conquerors, as well as capability to do everything. And this strength is clear in many holy Quranic verses, to whom belongs mighty and majesty, saying, means they are those who have been expelled from their homes in defiance of right for no cause except that they say, our Lord Allah. Did not Allah check one set of people by means of another, there would surely have been pulled down monasteries, churches, synagogues, and mosques in which the name of Allah is commemorated in abundant measures. Allah will certainly aid those who aid His cause, for verily Allah is full of strength, exalted in might, able to enforce His will. He, Allah, the Almighty, by His strength protects the worshipping establishment from getting destroyed, and by His power He supports whom He wants to support, and nothing can stand in His way in this regard, as He has unparalleled power and strength. As He to whom belongs might and majesty said, means, O men, here is a parallel set forth, listen to it. Those on whom besides Allah you call cannot create even a fly. If they all met together for the purpose, and if the fly should snatch away anything from them, they would have no power to release it from the fly. Feeble are those who petition and those whom they petition. They do not have right estimate of Allah, for Allah is powerful and mighty. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom belongs might and majesty, told us that false gods cannot create a home fly, even if they work collaborate together. And if the home fly eats something from their food, they cannot regain it. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the creator of this home fly. Thus, His power and strength stands in a sharp contrast to the weakness of false gods. Therefore, the power and strength of Allah cannot be defeated. However, His power and strength are not based on injustice, because He never oppresses or commits injustice. It is a power and strength which are based on knowledge, which on its turn is characterized by wisdom. Therefore, they are far from being source of injustice or oppression. So that He said, means And if Allah had wished, He could have put you into difficulties. He is indeed exalted in power, wise. And His saying, in any case, there is no victory except from Allah, the exalted, the wise. And His saying, but Allah has done it, for He is exalted in might, wise. And is described as a mercy, as He said, and put thy trust on the exalted in might, the merciful, who sits see standing forth in prayer. Also He said, except such as received Allah's mercy, for He is exalted in might, most merciful, and is described as the forgiveness, as He said, the Lord of the heavens and the earth and all between, exalted in might, ever forgiving. And as He said, to His law each one follows a course for a time appointed. Is not He the exalted in power, He who forgives again and again? We, the worshippers of Allah, supplicate His to supplement our dignity, strength, and power, that He said, but forgive us, our Lord, for Thou art the exalted in might, the wise. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate my Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Aziz, is the one who alone has all honor. He is never humiliated, nor is He ever wronged. Neither imagination nor intellect can ever conceive Him. He is the one who cannot be overcome or in any way harmed. The one who has no peer nor similitude, who is very much needed, who is very victorious and is never vanquished, the mighty, who can never be reached. The Almighty has described Himself as Al-Aziz, narrating in His book, the Holy Quran, about Jesus, pleading to Him thus, if you forgive them, surely you are the mighty, the wise. He has also said, and to Him belongs greatness in the heavens and in the earth, and He is the mighty, the wise. He has proven that He has in Him all the attributes of greatness, saying, to Allah belongs the might, and to His Prophet, and to the believers. And also, glory to your Lord, the Lord of honor, above what they describe. While discussing Iblis, He quotes him saying, by your might, I will surely make them live an evil life, all of them. The Messenger of Allah used to say, I seek refuge with your honor, for you are the one who is the one and only God who never dies, while the jinn and men die. This name of Allah expresses that he will always triumph and that he can never be refuted, for only he has true power. Allah created the universe order, all of its laws, both known and unknown, and all beings on earth. In the face of Allah's infinite power, which clearly manifests itself in the universe, the feebleness of every created being and thing is obvious. All that is created can only exist, survive, and act if he commands so. No doubt, this feeling of feebleness also holds true for humanity. No matter how well off, strong, and powerful people may be, each person is weak and helpless in Allah's sight. No possessions, money, or status can protect them from Allah's punishment. Only those who surrender to Him, live by His order, and strive to earn His consent will be protected. In the Quran, Allah's promise to grant superiority to His loyal servant. Allah has written, "I will be victorious, and I and my messengers." Allah is most strong, almighty. And He has sent down the Furqan. Those who reject Allah's signs will have a terrible punishment. Allah is almighty, Lord of retribution. Allah bears witness that there is no deity but Him, as do the angels and the people of knowledge, upholding justice. There is no deity but Him, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Do not be grieved by what they say. All might belongs to Allah. He is the All-Hearing, the All-Knowing. Knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the exalted in might brings fear and awe to the hearts of the believers. Their hearts are subdued by might and power of Allah. This inspires the believers to obey Allah to the best of their abilities, knowing that Allah's might extends to the hereafter and His punishment. This knowledge brings a sense of wonder at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do, that is, anything He wants. What Allah wills will come to pass. Thus, the hearts of the believers can rest in the knowledge that events that occur are as Allah wants them to be, and with His might, He will take care of situations in the best way. إلهي أنت العزيز الذي تسند إليك حاجات العباد، وأنت العظيم الذي يصعب الوصول إلى عزتك، وأنت مراد القلوب، وأنت الجليل الواحد الأحد الذي لا نظير لك. تنزهت عن الأمثال والأنداد، يا إلهي صف قلبي من الأغيار حتى لا يرى عزيزا سواك، وأشهدني معنى العزة في نفسي لتكون روحي في رحمك، واجمعني على العارفين الذين منحتهم العزة فكانت قلوبهم بعزتك عامرة، وافض علي من أسرار عزتك حتى تكون وتصير نفسي إليك طائرة. وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.